I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food on the Road with Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. Where are we going this week?
Koreatown. And when I say Koreatown, I don't mean we're going to a restaurant at Koreatown. We're going to Koreatown.
Yeah, the LA Times published something called The Ultimate Guide to Koreatown, where to find the best restaurants, bars, spas, shopping, and more.
I would be the restaurant part of that.
I imagine that you are. But I think it's really interesting because it shows that we eaters are spending so much time there. Maybe we should know about all of these other things.
We're lucky enough to live in a city whose Korean neighborhood, and specifically Korean restaurant neighborhood, is the best in the world outside Korea.
Really, really, really lucky. So you do that deep dive into Koreatown eating anyway every year.
Right.
Why don't you give me five places that aren't necessarily for special occasion, but just five places that should be in our regular restaurant rotation?
Well, there's so many places that should be in the rotation. We've talked about most of these on the show anyway. I revisited a place called 8th Street Sundae, and Sundae is Korean blood sausage, which you would think would be sort of one-dimensional. It turns out that there are actually maybe 8 or 9 blood sausage specialists in Koreatown. Soon tofu is another dish that I think has existed in Korea forever, but I think its current popularity in Korea may have started here with a restaurant called Beverly Soon Tofu that's been here since the 80s and does a really good version of the soup, which is basically very fresh tofu cooked in a broth.
And it's volcanically bubbling.
It's volcanically bubbling. Like so many things in Koreatown.
I don't even know how they get it to the table that hot.
So Nongdan, which we talked about on the show, this has this almost four-dimensional short rib stew that comes in a broth that's as hot as you want it to be, and you want it to be really hot. That also comes in one of those superheated
bubbly things.
Or one of my very favorite restaurants in Koreatown that I'm not sure we've talked about before, called the Buil, B-U-I-L, or Buil Sangyetang, which specializes in this soup. They have it a lot of other places that has a whole stuffed game hen in the middle of it.
This isn't a soup for one.
It is a soup for one. It's a really tiny hen.
Okay.
A really sort of incredible dose of garlic. There's a variation with shaved deer antler, which I've never actually gotten around to trying.
That must be very medicinal.
It is. This is medicinal, too. And one last place I thought I'd mention is a place called Yukdaejang. It's the first American outpost of pretty large chain based in Seoul. And it specializes in Yukgaejang, which is a spicy scarlet beef soup that has cellophane noodles in it. It's spectacular.
That's Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. We've been talking about a few of his favorite restaurants in Koreatown. Text the words good food to 69866 for Jonathan's weekly restaurant recommendations.